God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DREMADDOX.org. We have a blessing there for you. All kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that word of God to you.
have my praise. No matter the attack, I won't turn back.
Share a message that was given at Covenant Christian Center International, pastored by a young man by the name of Pastor Osterveen. They are located in Mount Clemens, Michigan. The title of this message was Speak the Word, and the purpose of this message was to get all of us to move into the healing power of God. This word brought about a miraculous falling and filling of the Holy Spirit on the people that were there. Be blessed.
And greetings to all of you, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Because my daughter has been suffering with scoliosis for the last 10, all her life. She went to the doctor yesterday, and she said to the doctor, I need you to look at my scoliosis. Now, when we begin to learn and do this, we begin to command her back to straighten up. We didn't say, God, heal her back. We spoke right to the spine and said, straighten out. The doctor said to her, what scoliosis? The doctor said, I just see a little inflammation and I don't understand how, I don't. We've been praying about this. I know I've been praying about it 10 years. Oh Lord, heal her back. And God would do something and then it would go back. Now, of course, God will answer prayers. And he's done miracles. But God will allow something.
And we begin to study
more. And listen to people who are doing this. Doesn't have that problem anymore. Give it to Damon. Damon, Mark 11. Beginning in verse 23. I'm going to establish this because it happened to you and that, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, because when I get through talking, then we're going to move into action. We see, it's nice to leave with a word. That's fine. But we're going to deal with some things and you're going to see some miracles. You're going to see some miracles. You're going to see them. Now, I know. See, you know what I used to think? When God would tell me to do something outside of my natural realm, you know what I would think? If it don't happen, they're going to laugh at me. If it don't come to pass, I'm going to look funny. I look funny if I don't try.
Amen.
I don't care. I'm to the point now. I don't care. If you don't see it happen, it's still going to happen. The person going to go home and it's going to happen. But it's going to happen. It is going to happen. If evil people can make an evil plan to rob a bank and they get away with $15 million without a trace, why can I get away with obeying God? The difference is they'll try in the face of odds and we won't. We won't. We Christians won't. I don't want to look bad. Oh, I'm gonna do this. Then it was saying, yeah, you get that message and don't nothing happen, and they're going to tell Pastor O, and you ain't never coming back there. I said, well, if that's the case, maybe I shouldn't. Amen? Amen. What am I doing? I can't worry about that. I can't worry about that. You don't instantly ride a bike. You get training wheels. Then you take one off and you fall. Then eventually both come off and you're riding with no hands. So that's where I'm going. If I slip off, fine. I'm going to get back on. If I need to put the other training wheel back on till I get my equilibrium, I am. But I'm going to ride. Mark 11, verse 23 and 24.
For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says.
If you say, verse 14. Verse 24.
Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them.
Now, that's what Christ is saying. The difference is that Joshua and Ezekiel and many others actually did it. He gave them a directive and said, now go do it, and they did it. Why are we waiting on him to do it? He already did his part. He made it possible. Now, I'm not railing on you. Remember, I've been doing this since 1969, and I'm just getting it. So don't you feel bad. Amen. I've been at this 44 years and I'm just getting it. So I can't point the finger at anyone. Amen? So I don't even want you to think that. Because some of you are getting it now. It ain't going to take you 44 years. Praise the Lord. Matthew 21, 19 to 21.
And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, let no fruit grow on you ever again. Immediately the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how did the fig tree wither away so soon? So Jesus answered and said to them, assuredly, I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done.
Okay, now let me help you with something. Let me help me with something. We're not talking about some Mount Everest or Mount Fuji. We're talking about that big old mountain in your life, that issue in your life that doesn't seem to want to move. This society is said to have the mountains of entertainment, religion, education, medical, arts. The society is built on scenarios and mountains that create problems in your life, blocking your view, blocking your sun, blocking your vision, destroying your hope. And Christ says, look, if you just believe what I told you, you can speak to that situation. Now, I know some of you said, well, I've spoken to the situation, and it got worse. Well, if it's demonically motivated, it will. That's just like putting a freeloader out of your house. They're going to clown. Amen. You may need the police or a Louisville slugger. Because they're upset that you figured it out. You know, you was just being docile and I'm going to show love and I'm going to be a Christian. And then one day you go, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I don't have to put up. You need to leave. What do you mean? You're supposed to, what do you mean? And then it'll move from that phase to aggressive violence. I would pray for an ailment and it would get worse. I say, God, please stop me from coughing. I'm going, wait a minute. And then I realized it's the resistance to get me to back down. Well, I guess I can tolerate it. I guess I can live with it a little longer. I've been dealing with it all these years. I guess God, when he get ready, he'll do something about it. God is already ready. Sometimes we have to be as persistent about these issues as we were getting that man or woman. Oops. Honey, I was after them for 10 years and I finally got them. I finally wore them down. And you'll pray about your problem 1 minute. Jesus, help me. It didn't go away. I had somebody tell me they've been selling drugs for 10 years. Didn't work. Beat up, whooped upside the head, went to jail. Nothing worked. And I got him to try Jesus. He tried Jesus for 6 months and nothing worked. You know what they told me? I'm going back to drugs. I said, wait a minute. How much time did you get of drugs? 10 years? I said, is it working? No. You get how much time did you get Jesus? Well, he had 6 months. He should have done something. I said, I tell you what. Give him as much time as you gave the drugs and then complain. Before then, I don't want to hear your mouth. Put your work in. That's what the brothers tell you on the streets. The gangbangers, the motorcycle gangers, and any other group, put your work in. I want my patch. Put your work in. I want to be a part of the group. Put your work in. Put your work in. You can't get this without praying and fasting. You can't take this message I'm giving you and walk up to your problem and say, now, I heard, get out. And your problem going to say, well, you ain't done no praying. See, you ain't got nothing to back up what you're telling me. I can understand it if you have been praying and studying, just didn't know what to do. Because now, if you tell me to get out, I got to go. Because you got the power of all of these years. And now you just brought it into focus like a laser. But don't approach me when you ain't got nothing. You ain't praying. You ain't studying. You smoking weed. committing adultery and fornication, and you a man sleeping with a man, you better get out of my face. For you get son to skibbonized. Some of y'all will figure that out later. This is real. And see, I've been at it legitimately so long that once I saw it, like one guy said, now, you better wait before you pray for people to grow their legs. I'm going to let it grow out. It grew out. And all he could do was, I said, look, I just didn't know the mythology or the methodology. But I got the power. All I got to do is redirect it. Well, I showed you how to do it. I said, I'm sorry. So a rabbit taught a lion how to hunt. Don't get mad if he takes down a buffalo and all you can kill is a chipmunk. Are y'all listening to me? It ain't where you are, it's how powerful you are in God. Mark 8. See, I want you to see from your text. Matthew 8. Beginning in verse 8.
The centurion answered.
Now, wait a minute, and read through 16. I'm taking the time to do this. So, see, as you read those texts, that's the word. And that word is getting into your subconscious. And then we're going to activate it. Because I know it's there. And the reason I can do that here is because of your teachings from your pastor. There's a foundation. There's a culture that I can work with and move immediately. All I got to do is show you, because you've been taught to see the word and move on it. I don't have to convince you. I just got to show you.
The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word, and my servant will be healed.
Wait a minute. He is a Gentile, non-believing individual that could see that all Christ had to do was say it. You ain't even got to show up. Just say it. I don't want you under my roof. My house ain't worthy of you. But the power you have is, just speak the word. Keep going.
Hallelujah. For I also am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes. And to another one, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed, assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way. And as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And his servant was healed that same hour.
You know what's interesting about that? Christ never even spoke the word. He just thought it. He didn't say, I command your servant to be healed. He didn't say that. He says, go according to your faith. Whatever you believe, and you've already told me what you believe, that you only got to speak the word.
Yeah. Yes.
But the God in heaven took it a step farther. He said, no, he ain't even got to speak it. The fact that you thought he could is enough.
Mm. Rick. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. That's dangerous.
Yes, it is.
The fact that you think God can do something, he'll run ahead of you and do it. And when you get there, the person you wanted to lay hands on in the wheelchair is pushing it. I'm telling you, this blew my mind. Been in my face all of these years. Quoting these scriptures. God said, if you can believe it, make the word. And everybody, whoa! And then the folks limp out, hop out, roll out. I feel funny. All these, you follow me? I'm Apostle Maddox. Double masters, triple doctorate. Amen. And a little old pastor, but not more than high school education. Prayed for my daughter. Her arm grew out. Her legs grew out. And her scoliosis disappeared. And I'm saying, God, how you let him do it and not me? He said, you so educated, you trying to figure it out. I'm trying to help somebody. Can somebody give me some paper towel, please? Amen. Mark 16. Now, you've heard this call by name. But we're going to read it and you'll figure it out. Mark 16, 14 through 20.
Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe.
Wait a minute. He had to rebuke the 11 apostles. Did you hear that? Because they still didn't believe. He's standing there resurrected and they still going. Is it really him? Or did he have a twin brother? Keep reading. You know how we get to analyze it and overanalyze it. Could have had a twin. I'm not going to be tricked.
Because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
We call that the Great Commission. And we're still waiting on God to do it. God getting ready to do something, and he getting ready to do something. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready. And while we waiting on God to do something, I need you to get in a $100 donation line. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Get in the $50 line if you can't get on. Get ready, get ready, get ready. If you ain't got it, three or four of you get together and give it. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I never heard a pastor say, well, I need three or four of you to get together, get ready, get ready, get ready. We get ready to pray for the paralyzed member in our church. Get ready, get ready. If you don't think you got enough faith, get with two or three others. Get ready. I never heard that. I don't get asked back to many places to preach. Pastors have told me the offering went down when I preached. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Acts 1:8. You can sit down. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And it says what you will be able to do. So if there's any Holy Spirit up in here, we should be able to do that. What it says in Mark 16 and everywhere else. Did we get the Holy Spirit yet? Acts 2:1. Acts 1:8 said when. Acts 2:1 said it did.
When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
So we have it. We have it. I've been had it. Some of y'all been had it. I was so embarrassed that I almost decided I don't need to be in ministry. Had I be fooling around this long and not get this? But then I realized that was another trick of the devil.
Yes, that's right.
Now I didn't got there. Now I'm going to trick myself again and not do it. I waited too long. I quit. No, I'm mad. And I got lost time to make up for.
Amen. That's right.
We're going to end with this text. 2 Chronicles 7:14-16. And I want you to listen very carefully.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open.
Oh, wait a minute. You hear that? Verse 15. See, God gives you a scenario. Then listen what he says in verse 15.
Now my eyes will be open, and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.
Read that again. Now I want everybody to stand, if you can. Read it again.
If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.
Now, the third time, we're going to all read it together. Amen.
Amen.
Let's begin.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.
Amen. 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 We have laid down the word. Now it's time for the signs and the wonders. Please be seated. Amen. Can I get somebody to go ahead and move this podium off to the side? Because it ain't just about preaching and teaching. Now it's about manifestation. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to ask the question. How many of you are in here dealing with back problems, neck problems? Come on up, young man. Could I have a chair pulled out here? Let's sit it right there. Now face me. Hold your arms out. And I want your leaders to come up here. Hold them straight out like that. Spread them apart. Yeah. But don't touch the palms. Now, leaders, come here. What do you see? That hand is shorter than that one. It's about a yekadasita. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command your arm to come out. Grow out. We command you. Grow out and become even. Grow out. Grow. We command you. Move. 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 What do you see now? What do you see now? They're the same. His left arm, his right arm grew out. Say thank you, Jesus. See, we're not talking about Houdini. That's why I want witnesses up here. Amen. Who else is dealing with a back problem? Just come on up. And if you want to, when we finish, you come up next. Amen. It might not always be the arm. My daughter, I'm going to ask her to come up and assist me. Put your arms out there. But come on, honey. Come on. She's a minister. She understands.
Your hands reached into the depths.
What do you see?
Darkness. Your arms pulled me to the light.
Turn the other way, dear. Turn around. All the way around. So they can see. Can you see it? It might be hard to see from there, but this arm is longer. Now I want you to straighten your body up. Not by that much, but what happens when the arms are off by just that much, it could cause crippling and tremendous back pain. And what we are commanding is the back to make an adjustment. And when it does, the spine relaxes, sends the proper signal to the nerves in the arm, and they adjust the way they should be. Now, this is not something special for me. All of God's servants can do it. Come here, brother. Come here. Forget about what you heard. I mean, forget about this stuff don't happen. Command, say in the name of Jesus. You don't have to hold him. You don't even have to touch him. Say in the name of Jesus. I command your arms to become even. This is not a request. It's a command. See, this ain't about a one man. What do we see here? Keep commanding. That's it. Hold it up. Let keep your hands down so they can see it. Yes. Yes. on, come on. Come on, arm. Keep telling it. Come on. Come on. We ain't done with you yet. Come on. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Did you see it? Could you see it? Okay, sister. Sit down. We're going to look. Yeah. Sit down. Bring another chair up. Face it. Whatever. Raise your legs up there if you can. You can put them in all that. Yes. About an eighth of an inch. And we're just going to simply say eighth of an inch, correct. You won't see it, but it will. Back a line. In Jesus' name. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's done. See, we don't. Okay. Come on, sister. Yes, Lord. What kind of back problem? Your neck? Oh, my goodness. Where's my daughter? Is she good? That's it. That's it. Let them down. They'll be okay. You'll be okay, dear. Asthma.